Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I think it's fair to say that GAA fans, both in Dublin and right across the country, were shocked to hear the news that inter-county midfielder Brian Fenton is going to retire. I'm joined now by RTE Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey. Hello, Marty.
Good morning, Claire.
Is this retirement a very big surprise?
It is, really, to be honest with you, because there were rumours circulating around Dublin that, you know, certain players would be taking a break. You know, a lot of players like to travel. And Brian Fenton's name was mentioned to me that he would might be taking a break. But no word of retirement. So it is a real surprise. You'd almost call it a shock, because Brian Fenton is one of life's great gentlemen and a wonderful footballer. And I suppose I often boast about the fact that he never played minor for Dublin, but emerged and had that burst of height. All his sisters and his dad, who's a native of Kerry, are all tall people. And Brian really wanted to play for Dublin more than anything else. And what a record he now leaves, having been part of the Dublin 6-in-a-row All-Ireland winning success and part of Jim Gavin and Dizzy Farrell's squad. A remarkable achievement by the 31-year-old from Raheny.
Yeah, I was reading this morning that he never lost a single game in the Leinster Senior Football Championship. I mean, that's something else, isn't it?
And Claire, he actually went 6 years unbeaten in the Championship.
Incredible.
From 2015 to 2021 and never lost a single game, as you mentioned. He's 10 Leinster Championship medals in a row and 4 National League. He was twice Footballer of the Year, 2018 and 2020. And he made his debut against Monaghan in a league game in 2015 and went on to win 7 All-Ireland medals and 6 All-Stars. Wonderful, wonderful achievement, you know. And the statement just came out a while ago, Claire, from the Dublin County Board. We had it this morning on Morning Island. They had contact and confirmed it for me. But Mick Seavers, the chairman of the Dublin County Board, said he's a hugely talented footballer and a fan favourite who will forever be considered one of the greatest players to grace the field in a blue jersey. And that is a huge compliment when you consider all the great players over the decades and generations that have played for Dublin. But Brian Fenton fully deserves that accolade.
So, and what, I mean, do we know why he has decided? You mentioned there that some of the players might want to travel, might want to take a break. Do we know specifically why he's taken this decision?
No, not really, but no, not at all. I mean, again, nothing that I can confirm. I think, you know, Brian Fenton has given incredible service to club and to county, but particularly to county for the last 10 years. You know, coming on the under-21 side, being part of that, being part of Jim Gavin's squad, it is, you know, they're all amateurs, but it's almost on a professional basis. And his commitment to reach the top of the game that he loves took a huge commitment. I mean, we all see him on the big days in Croke Park before 80,300 packed out, but it's the work that's done on the club fields in Raheny or in Parnell Park, six days a week, sometimes 7 days a week, to reach that top and to be part of that great Dublin team. And they're a fantastic team, 6-in-a-row All-Ireland winning side. So he wants to move on to a new chapter. Mm-hmm. I don't honestly know, but he will be a huge loss in 2025, considering this is at the middle of November, to Dizzy Farrell as he plans for the National Football League, which will start in January, and the Championship in 2025.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, there may be more. We're not sure yet whether we're at the bottom of this for the current Dublin squad, are we?
No, I mean, there are rumours that other players might be taking a break, but they're only rumours. But all the rumours that I had heard, none of them said that Brian Fenton would be retiring.
Right.
So it was a shock to all of us. And, you know, those of us who are lucky to know Brian on a personal level find him an absolute gentleman and a great, great advocate. I believe he's going to continue on playing for Raheny. So that's good news for the club. And I'm sure that they will welcome that as they plan for next year's league and championship within the county of Dublin.
Well, listen, I hope Brian Fenton gets to have a little bit more time for himself. As you say, all of the work, we don't see it, but we know it's a hell of a lot. So he very much deserves to take whatever break he is going to. Marty, thanks so much. Marty Morrissey there, RTE Gaelic Games correspondent. We're going to take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.